cattle buyers are looking north instead of south. At its closest, the Pacific Northwest is at least 800 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, so the New World screwworm may not seem like an issue for the local cattle industry. But Cameron Mulrooney, the executive vice president of the Idaho Cattle Association, says that's not the case. Mulrooney said the closure of the U.S.-Mexico border impacted the American feeder cattle supply nationwide. He said feed yards that typically draw from Mexico are now looking north to get their animals.
It's creating competition in the markets. We see that, you know, right now we're seeing higher prices. We're seeing 10-day-old calves bringing $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 at the sale barn. We're seeing record prices all across the nation for different classes of cattle. So part of what is doing that is that impact on feeder supply.
Mulrooney noted it's also impacting efforts to rebuild the size of the national herd.
If folks maybe were going to retain some heifers or they were going to buy some heifers and save 10 to breed back, they have enough value at this point and there's enough demand by those feeders. Those heifers are going into the chain. They're not staying in the cow herd. There's not incentive to breed a cow or hold a cow over and breed her. You know, if she misses a year, there's good incentive to send them through the processing chain. But it's compounding the whole supply issue that's put us in the spot in the cattle cycle we are. From a consumer standpoint, it's great. From a cow-calf standpoint, you know, we're seeing great prices, which is allowing for good return and hopefully some of these guys to heal up from times where they maybe were operating in the negative.
USDA closed the U.S.-Mexico border to all cattle a year ago, and there is no indication when it may reopen. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHNradio.com.